Remember, if you bought a house anywhere but Santa Barbara, you didn't pay enough. Mark Schneidman's Radio Real Estate. In 2 weeks, we're going to have a guest from the League of California Cities. We'll talk a little bit about eminent domain and this whole housing mandate, the battle for the second supervisorial seat. And that's 2 weeks from today. Next week, we're going to have the most unique program we've ever done. We're going to have a hodgepodge of guests. Well, hodgepodge isn't a good term, is it? Time now for the weekly multiple listing update brought to you by MicroMLS.com. MicroMLS.com. If you're a real estate agent, you got to have it. This is the 13th week of the year 2006 for the week ending March 31st. Ended right on the quarter. Did some quarterly stats here. I'll give them to you. First, quickly. And these will change because a week from now, there'll be some sales and that weren't reported, so they'll trickle in. But 205 single-family sales for the first quarter of 2006. That compares to 201 sales for the fourth quarter of 2005. Now, the fourth quarter is usually low because it's, you know, Christmas and all that kind of thing. It's usually low. And the first quarter is usually, well, you know, I'm looking back. The first quarter of 2003 was a lot lower than the fourth quarter. The first quarter of 2005 was 218. So today we're at 205. It'll probably go up another 5 or 10. So it's about equivalent or close to the number of sales in the first quarter of 2005. And again, just a tick up from the fourth quarter of 2005 in terms of the number of sales. Now, the median price for the first quarter of 2006 was $1,175,000. That's for single family residences only. And that just means that half of the, you know, that means 103 homes sold for under $1,175,000 and 103 homes sold for above $1,175,000. So that's the mix of homes that sold. And a lot of those homes above $1,175,000 could have been, you know, very, very expensive. And $1,175,000 compares to the year 2005, where the median price was about $1,265,000. So we're actually lower than the year. We're lower than the fourth quarter of 2005, which was over $1,200,000. And the first quarter of 2005 was just under $1,200,000, but we're at $1,175,000. That's what's selling. Now, for the week ending March 31st, 2006, 13th week of the year, 378th week I've done this. 36 new listings hit the books, a low of 699,000 on East Figueroa, a high of 4.1 million on Oak Tree Place. 9 of the 36, 25% under $1 million, median price $1,344,000 for the 36 new listings. Single family residences only and just through the multiple listing service. Opened escrows. 16 lucky people opened escrow, a low of 849,000 on West Constance, a high of 8,899,500 on East Mountain Drive. 5 of the 16, almost a third, under $1 million. Median price, $1,266,000 for the median price of the 16 open. 21 even luckier people closed escrow for the week ending March 31st, 2006. A low of $688,750 on Donze and a high of $7,760,000 on Oak Creek Canyon. 5 of the 21, just under 25%, under $1 million. That's sold. The median price for the 21 sold listings for the week, $1,200,000, which is just a tick up above for the entire quarter of what we did for the median sales price of single family residences only. Active inventory. All right, here's where it gets good. This was the first week last year in 2005. Well, not quite the first week. Active inventory, 451 active listings. 8.6% of those are in escrow, so that's a net of 412. Now, the net number last year at this time was 274. 274, today, 412. Now, 274 was low. Under $1 million, 92 listings under $1 million. Almost 10% of those are in escrow, so you have 83 to look at. 83 to look at. Now, last year at this time, there were only 34 listings under $1 million, and that's the gross number. And that's all she wrote. That's a lot of information. That's the weekly multiple listing update for the week ending March 31st, 2006. We're at the end of the show. Thanks for listening and listing. Although I do encourage you to invest in real estate, remember, goodness is the only investment that never fails. Stay tuned. I'll be back next time at this time for another edition of Mark Schneidman's Radio Real Estate, your local Coldwell Banker Realtor. Go to RadioRealEstate.com, RadioRealEstate.com. Listen to past programs, search MLS listings throughout California, or call me after the program at 452-2428, 452-CHAT. If you want to buy or sell a property or with any real estate question, because remember, I can answer any question eventually.